Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, God bless you. Praise God. We thank God once again for you tuning in, being with us. Welcome you to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries broadcast. We thank God for salvation, for his precious blood that covers our soul even now. Magnify the Lord for how he has been gracious unto us. Amen. Has blessed us. All day long, just been in the presence of the Lord, amen, all day long, and we are truly grateful, amen, for it. We thank God for how, amen, the Lord is blessed. We want to just talk for tonight, if we will, about a very simple, but yet complicated, if you will, subject, and that is the subject of salvation. And on tonight, we just want to talk a while, just for a few moments, on salvation tonight. Amen. We live in a day and time where man is focused on so many things but God. Man's attention is in other areas of their life more so than God. And regardless to what we go through or what we deal with, we have to realize that God is the center of all things. He's the author and the finisher. He is the creator of all things. So it's impossible or makes things even harder or complicated when we try to do things without including the Lord. When we find ourselves focusing more, or our attention is in other areas more so than the basics of what's going to, the fundamentals rather, of what's going to get us into heaven, things will not get us into heaven. Did you hear what I said? I said things will not get us into heaven. All right? I'll go even another step further. People cannot and will not get you into heaven. No one can stand before the Lord and say, oh God, he's with me. Oh, Almighty One, this one is with me, or she's with me. They're coming in on my ticket or with me. It don't work that way. We all stand before the Lord ourselves, and we all have to face him for ourselves. The Bible says to see that God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And on tonight, we want you to understand that the things that we do, the deeds that we do in this body, amen, we have to stand before the Lord with him. So that's what the word encourages and tells us, that as much as that lies within us, amen, to be at peace with your fellow brother or your sister, fellow sister. So tonight we want to just talk for a few minutes about the basics. We know that the Lord is soon to come. This is the second coming of Christ. We know that the first coming of Christ was when he came as a babe in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and came as a babe in the manger, grew up in the temple, amen, and then we know the story of how he grew into his destiny, amen. His destiny was to come and to be sacrificed, amen, and his blood shed for the sins of mankind. They searched in heaven and beneath the heavens to try to find someone that could pay the price for mankind. Man had committed sin to the utmost. And in reading the Word of God, we read back that God, because of sin, God destroyed mankind because of sin. And the only family that was spared or saved was the family of Noah. The Bible said Noah and his family were spared from the wrath of God. And so they were the only ones that were able to be in the ark that was Noah built, as well as the animals that were assigned to be there. The Bible says that as the rains came and the earth was flooded, that all mankind was wiped out and destroyed. All the beasts of the field, all the animals, the fowls of the air, everything had to be destroyed. There had to be a renewing or a newness of life, because sin had corrupted man and even corrupted the beast. So that the world was destroyed. But now the Lord went back to glory after being whipped and crucified and risen and resurrected from the grave, and he ascended back to the Father. He's sitting there in heaven, right hand of the Father. He said in his word that I will not leave you comfortless. When he said, I will send another comforter unto you, I must go back to my Father. And what I want you to understand is what the Lord has everything planned and everything already worked out. By the Lord being here, work with us and walking with us on this earth, the Lord, amen, had to, he can only be in one place at one time, if you will. He could not be everywhere, so to speak. He could only be in one place at one time. So it was impossible for him to be everywhere. So what he had to do or what had to be done was he said, I'm going back to the Father, because when I go back to the Father, I'm going to send you another comforter. And this comforter will lead and guide you into all truth. This comforter is going to teach you and have you to speak those things that the Father will give. So tonight we want to talk just a few minutes about salvation. Amen. Salvation comes in an easy form, if you will. The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That is an easy recipe, if you will, for salvation. That is an easy method for salvation. All I have to do is confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, that I shall be saved. All right? That's an easy method. But the complicated part or the hard part comes in at is after you confess and after you believe and after you're saved. Because once you're saved, things don't get easy. Mm-hmm. I come to tell you tonight, when you get saved and when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, things do not get easy. No, the Bible tells us, the Word of God shares with us and lets us know that the sufferings of this world are many. The sufferings of the believer is many. We're going to suffer. He said, you're going to suffer persecution if you are going to call and profess my name. And on tonight, those that have been called by the name of the Lord, those that have accepted their call and have accepted the Lord as their personal Savior, I want you to know tonight that your troubles have just begun. Somebody said, well, preacher, why would you say that? Why would you tell someone that? That's not good news about being saved and then now my troubles are going to start when I'm saved. Yes, but I want you to know that the sufferings, amen, that we go through as the body of Christ, the Lord lets us know that if you suffer for my name's sake, if you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. If you can allow yourself to go through some things, he said the things that you're going through is not just to be doing something. It's not just there's nothing better to do or just to make you go through or suffer or go through some things. But when tests and trials come our way, they come to make us strong. They come to strengthen us in a man. And that's where, amen, the scripture on today, we're talking in Ephesians, amen, the third chapter. And it's talking about being strengthened in the inner man. Amen. And the way to be strengthened in the inner man, the Bible says that there's one baptism, amen, but there are many fillings. And on tonight, we want you to know and to understand that the Lord has set this thing up to where we can run to him whenever we need him. Whatever we want to call on the name of the Lord, he has prepared things and set things up that we can go to him anytime we need. Anytime we desire. In the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, the 42nd through the 44th, Jesus is speaking and saying, letting everyone know, Jesus said, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." This is talking in the spiritual sense and not in the natural. That talking about being naked in the natural and seeing your body nakedness. This is talking about keeping your garments clean, talking about your spiritual garments. He said in his word, "I'm coming blemish or any such thing." And he said, "I'm coming after a church. You are the church. I am the church. We are the church." It's not talking about the physical building. It's not talking about the building made with material and brick and mortar and brick and stone and concrete and steel. It's talking about the spiritual body. It's talking about the spiritual man. And he said, in order for you to make it in to the other side, to the glory side, you have to keep your spiritual man clean. And on tonight, he said, "I'm coming as a thief in the night." The Bible says, "Behold, I come," Jesus said, "I come as a thief." Now, you know a thief, he don't give you any pre-warning when he's coming. Mm-hmm. There's no notes. There's no memo letting you know that he's coming. A thief plans and plots. A thief watches. Uh-huh. And when he prepares to make his move, he don't ask you anything. He don't need your permission. The thief comes when he gets ready to come. The thief comes unexpectedly. The thief comes unnoticed or when there's no notice. Uh-huh. And he comes quickly. And all you know that if your house is not shielded and protected, all you know is that the thief has come and gone. So on tonight, you want to be prepared and stay ready. You want to make sure that the Lord, amen, finds us with our house swept clean and ready for him to enter in. It says, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief." A thief does not announce his coming. He comes for a certain purpose. He does not take anything that's not needed. Only the precious thing. Uh-huh. The jewels, the gold, the silver, the fine wearing apparel. He does not come and stay. As soon as he's gathered all that he came for, he departs. So Jesus will come only leaving the wicked. And I want you to know, it will not only separate the saints from the unbelievers, but it will also separate husbands from wives, brothers from sisters, friends from friends, parents from children, children from parents. The word of God says that one will be taken and another left. There'll be two in the field, one taken, one left. Two on the plane, two in the bed, two on the rooftop, one taken and one left. Because one will be ready and one will not. My mind goes to the story of the ten virgins. Five were foolish. And the Bible says that five were wise. The Bible says that the husbandman had left and was coming back. The five wise maidens went and they filled their lamps with oil. And not only did they fill their lamps with oil, but they also took a small pouch or a small sack or a small container, extra oil for their light. The Bible says that the handmaiden left that the manservant left. The Bible says that when the word came that he was soon to come. He came unexpectedly. And when he arrived unexpectedly, the five foolish virgins who had not prepared themselves, the Bible says that they went to the wise and asked the five wise for some of their oil, and they said, no, we brought oil for ourselves alone and for our lamps alone. You should have brought extra crews of oil. You should have brought extra oil to have, but we supplied and we prepared ourselves. And then all through the night, the lamps burned, and they burned out the oil that they had. And when they needed the extra oil, they didn't have any extra oil that they did not prepare themselves. So I'm saying tonight, you got to prepare yourselves and make sure you have extra oil in your lamp. And then when you have the extra oil, when you have the oil in your lamp, you have to have an extra pouch, an extra container for the extra oil, and just in case. And that comes from the Word of God. We have to prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming. Soon to come. We don't want to be caught with our works undone. We want to be found working diligently in the vineyard that the Lord has called us in. Watch ye stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. First Corinthians 16 and 13. Matthew 16:26 says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul or his life? But the word shares with us that after the Lord comes and catches up the saints in the church, that Satan will be loosed to have his course and freedom in the earth. I want to encourage you to be caught up with the Lord when he comes. The second coming of Christ is soon. He's on his way back. Look at the signs of the time. Look at the things that's taking place around you. It's telling us, it's letting us know that the Lord is on his way back. And he's coming for people that are ready. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Now, once you confess and believe in your heart, there are steps that you must take to stay saved. There are steps that you must take to continue to be saved. There are things you must do to secure your ticket or secure your entrance into heaven. You see, if it was just about us getting saved and that's it, so many people would get, that would be it. There would be no need for preaching and ministering and churches and pastoring. There would be no need for evangelism. There would be no need to share the word, because all we'd have to do is confess and believe, and then that's it. We can make it in. But I come to let you know tonight, be not deceived. After you confess and believe in your heart, and now that you're saved, and you confess that you're saved now, and Christ is your Savior, there are steps that you must take to continue to be saved. There are steps you must take to stay saved. There are steps you must take to increase your salvation and your walk with God. Get saved and stay there. There's more. I want you to grasp that there's more tonight that the Lord wants to give to his children. But because we have accepted and we've become stagnated, and we've accepted the position and the place where we are, and we've become comfortable and content in the position and the places that we are, we have stuck our growth and we block our growth in God. The Lord wants us to grow in him, to become more spiritual beings. Did you hear what I said? The Bible says, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in your worship must be spiritual. Your worship must be true. You cannot worship God without truth and without his spirit. So In order to do that, you must prepare yourselves and put yourselves in a place that allows His Spirit to take control and to manifest. St. Mark 15:10 says, "Then He told them, go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. The man who believes in it and accepts baptism will be saved. The man who refuses to believe in it will be condemned." Now look at this. It says, signs like these will accompany those who profess their faith. They will use my name, spell demons. Did you hear what he said? He said, let me read that again. He said, signs like these, verse 17, will accompany those who profess their faith. They will. No questions asked about this. They will. That's a sureness. He said, they will use my name to expel demons. They will speak entirely new tongues. They will be able to handle serpents. They will be able to drink out harm. And the sick upon whom they lay their hands will recover. Then after these speakings, then after speaking to them, the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and took his seat at God's right hand. And the 11 went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord continued to work with them throughout and confirmed the message through the signs which accompanied them. So not only did he tell them what was going to take place and what they will do, but after he had ascended up and he left them, they did what he said they were supposed to do. So tonight I'm telling you tonight, get out of that comfortable place. Get out of that seat of contentment. Get out of that bed of comfortableness and conformness. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind comes from you hearing the word of God every day. The renewing of your mind comes from you reading and refreshing yourselves in the word of God daily. How do you expect your spirit man to grow when you don't feed it? Just like you feed the natural man. The natural man, you wake up in the world, sometimes will wake you up in the morning hungry. Sometimes the natural man will let you know, okay, sleep is over now. And you wake up out of your hunger pains and wake you up out of your sleep because your body is calling and it's hungry. And then there are times throughout the day when your body will let you know, hello, don't forget about me. So you have to eat nourishment and eat food to nourish the body, the natural man, for the natural man to stay healthy and to grow. If you eat a bunch of junk food, candy and chips and cupcakes and Zingers and Twinkies and things, what do you expect? Your body is going to react to the junk food that you put in it, if that's what you're putting into your natural man. If you eat collard greens and black-eyed peas, or if you eat health food, some healthy food, nourishment, your body is going to react to that, just as if it was, body will react to it. If you go any fast, your body is going to react, and it will show you and react to you and give you the signs to let you know what's taking place. All right? So how much more then is the spiritual man? Are you walking with me? How much more then is the spiritual man? When the spiritual man is hungry, the spiritual man will let you know that he needs to eat. When the spiritual man is hungry, the spiritual man yearns and craves and desires the sincere milk of the word. The spiritual man craves and desires to hear more of who he is. The spiritual man is only a part of God. That's God's spirit that's abiding in you. When you accept Christ and become saved, when you're regenerated and rejuvenated and refilled and refreshed in God's spirit, accepting his spirit into your life, God has allowed you to take on a part of his spirit. Now that you've accepted Christ, the spirit of God that's in you has been wakened up. Each and every individual that you see walking around has the spirit of God in them, unless they have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. They have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. They have the spirit of God working and abiding in them. He is just dormant, or laying in wait. He's waiting for the activation. He's waiting for you to activate him. He's waiting for you to accept Christ. When you accept Christ into your life, you're activating the reactivate the spirit of God that's in you, already in you. You're activating him, all right? As you're activating the spirit of God by accepting Christ as your Savior, now he says, now the spirit of God that's been activated in you, because you've accepted me as your Savior, now you have the power. These signs are going to follow you because you simply believe in my name. He said when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Now that you're saved, that same belief that got you saved, that same faith, the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, my brother and my sister, and tell that mountain that it has to be moved out of your way. That mountain has to get out of your pathway and get out of your way. In the name of Jesus, all you need tonight to activate and to tell God what you need. Speak to those things that be not, and they will be. He said you have the power to cast out devils. You have this power to speak in new languages. You have the power to pick up serpents and scorpions. They will not hurt you. If you drink any deadly poison, it will not harm you. If there's anybody that's around you that's sick, just because you're saved, did you hear this? Word of God tonight is talking to you. Just because you're saved and you are a believer, you have the power to speak to your situation, to speak to your body, to speak to your mind, to speak to your circumstance, to speak to your children, and tell the enemy that he has to flee. And tonight, I want you to be encouraged, my brother and my sister. You're saved tonight by grace. But even though you're saved by grace tonight, I want you to know the power that's working in you right now, the power of God fighting and working in you right now. You have the power. I want you to work this week. In St. Mark, the 16th chapter, 15 through 17. And I want you to work with this on this week and know the power of God that's working in your life. God wants you to be victorious. You are not defeated. You are a victorious person in God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might on this week. Rest assured of knowing God is working in your behalf and in your favor. There is no power that can defeat the spirit of the Lord that is working in your life. Did you hear me? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The greater one abides on the inside. When the enemy comes against you this week, you throw that in his face and tell him, the greater one abides on the inside of me. I will not be defeated. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not turn around. The greater one abides on the inside. God bless you in Jesus' name.